Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review. Chelsea 4, Legia Warsaw 2 on aggregate, but 2-1 to Legia Warsaw at Stamford Bridge on the night. The starting 11 that came out, extremely strong. I don't think anyone understood it. Hindsight is 20/20, though, and that was absolutely diabolical, an absolutely indefensible performance by Chelsea Football Club. Anyone who defends this, you're clinging on to positivity for the sake of it. Because I'm sorry, losing 2-1 to Legia Warsaw at home and thinking that Chelsea are going to win the Conference League and secure Champions League football. Not a chance. Not a chance. Enzo Maresca, devoid of ideas, devoid of anything intelligent, over-intelligence, over-exuberance for the sake of it. An absolutely embarrassing display by Chelsea. An embarrassing evening for the club. Embarrassing for the sporting directors. Embarrassing for the ownership. Embarrassing for the manager, who needs to basically figure out how he's going to talk to these fans. Because I'm very, very sorry. If you're going to ask Chelsea fans to trust you and then proceed to deliver a result like this when nothing looks positive in the slightest. And as you get around me, lots of boos ringing around. You are living on borrowed time. Embarrassing, Enzo Maresca. Listen to this around me. Sums it up. Sums it up. I'm fucking going home. I'll pass you over to Dan.
Unfortunately, you are not going to hear from Dan because he got severely ill on the way back from the game last night, and he's currently bedbound on a Friday, on the Easter weekend as well. God, imagine. You're going to be stuck indoors in your bed when we've got a four-day weekend. And I'm sure all of you have got your feet up as well, enjoying your weekend until Chelsea play Fulham on Sunday. Of course, we'll be covering that. We'll be bringing you a preview. It will just be me again because Dan is so ill. So if you don't want to listen to that, I completely understand. However, before we do get any further along with the show, I think it's worth mentioning that... that Enzo Maresca has just completely lost the vast majority of the Chelsea fan base. Yesterday, it was absolutely mental being sat in the Matthew Harding and hearing what some people were saying. And we are going to analyse Enzo Maresca's press conference in the second part of this voice note review today. And we're going to hear it together because I haven't actually heard it yet. And I've read a couple of the quotes and it's kind of made me just a little bit annoyed. So I thought what we'll do is, rather than just looking at the quotes, let's see if we can get a bit of context behind it. Let's see if we can make sense of it, which the answer is probably going to be we cannot. But let's hear what Enzo Maresca had to say about last night's performance. Because, hey guys, at least we went through anyway, eh?
Enzo, how worried are you by the performance tonight, or is it difficult to judge given the first line scoreline was so emphatic?
Well, first of all, yeah, we are for sure not happy with the defeat. Probably the first leg, you know, 0-3. Probably we try to manage a little bit the result, rotate, make rotation with players, try to avoid injury.
Right, Enzo, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to be stopping and starting throughout this, okay? Just so you know, we're going to stop and start where things sound ridiculous. Rotation is important. What was going on with that front line? You look at it, right, and you think, before the game, why is he starting such a strong team? Yet this team, which had such a strong front line on paper, Nico Jackson, Cole Palmer, Christopher Nkunku, players that are scoring a lot of goals this season when they have been, and they've been playing with a sense of authority rather than being micromanaged by a bald man on the touchline. What is going on with that? Talk about rotation, and then you look at that Brentford result, and then you look at this game. There is no logic behind it, but we'll continue. Let's see how he defends it.
Because we have an important game also Sunday. So, as I said, for sure not happy with the result. We are in the semi-final, but at the same time, probably we were trying to manage a little bit the first leg, the result we had there.
Did you watch the first half, Enzo? Because weren't really managing that game too well either, but please continue.
And yeah, but overall, the good thing is that we can rotate player. We don't have injury. That for us was the main target, because during the season we had many injury in important moment, and because it's an important moment now, the last part of the season, the good news also that we don't have injury.
we didn't actually have as many injuries as we had last season. Chelsea managed those injuries by the back end of the season by this point. The players that we were relying on still had, you know, a way that they could figure something out. They were able to be malleable. They're able to deal with the situations. And no, Enzo, the most important thing is not to manage the game in the way you're saying, because we lost. Chelsea lost the game. That isn't managing the fixture. And clutching at straws by saying Chelsea went through is actually probably more embarrassing than just admitting that you messed up. That is the thing. Chelsea, in these situations, at home, in Europe, do not often lose. That is embarrassing that he's clutching at straws trying to talk about injuries because he couldn't be malleable, which he openly admitted in the pre-match presser. I mean, it's... let's just listen to the rest.
You talked about rotation. It looked like a very strong lineup, certainly attack-wise. What was your thinking about playing Cole Palmer and Nicholas Jackson?
No, the idea was just for them, especially for Nico. Nico has been more than 2 months out, so the idea to play with him is to continue to build a little bit the physical condition for him. So the idea was for him 45 minutes. We plan already that. And for Cole, he had a small problem because before the international break. So again, for him was to use him 45 minutes, 1 hour, and then just to give them a little bit tempo and improve that and be better Sunday on the game.
But they weren't used intelligently at all. Nicholas Jackson was basically invisible because the ball wasn't being played into him. We weren't using his strengths to play the ball in behind and maybe connect the play. Cole Palmer is so low on confidence because he's been put in a small box rather than being given the ability to free roam, which he's shown he was so good at last season, showed he was so good for England, and showed he was so good at the beginning of the season when there were still elements of Pochettino's football rather than this robotic, controlled, contrived rubbish. And you're putting square pegs in round holes. If Cole Palmer isn't available to play as he can, as he could do to get that confidence back, and he's still carrying an injury, when there's such an important run-in as well, when there's already been conversations about 2 minutes beforehand about rotation, put players that can play in that role, in that position. Christopher Nkunku is a shadow striker, for want of a better term, or a number 10. Play him there. You have Tariq George on the bench to play on the left wing. Play him there. Put the players that should be in their positions to get the best out of the squad you have. This nonsense needs to stop. You need to try and get the best out of your players and you need to allow them to develop in the best way possible. This is going backwards. I don't understand it.
Enzo.
Hi, Enzo. Was part of it also to get Cole and Nico goals because they've been on quite long goal droughts now as well?
Yeah, first of all, the main target for them was to help them to build physical condition.
Again, completely contradicting the point that was made before the Brentford game. Continue.
So we decided to use both of them. And for sure, if they are able to score, probably it's a good boost. Could be a good boost for them. But for me, probably we managed in the wrong way the first result there.
You can say that again. You can also say you're managing everything pretty wrong. Turning round and saying, well, we wanted them to get fitter, and if they scored goals, it's a bonus. Nizar Kinsella is an absolutely fantastic journalist. Fantastic journalist. And also a great bloke, by the way, as well. And he's raised the point as a journalist, not as a coach, but also something which fans can see. And it's so blatantly obvious. These players do not have confidence. They're in a goal drought. They're not enjoying the football that they're playing. And the priority is getting them fitness rather than trying to get them goals. The priority in any game of football is to score goals. You need to get the ball in the back of the net to win games. I understand why he's talking about fitness, but right now, Chelsea are not in a position, and especially in that game, were not in a position to think, it's just a fitness, it's just a run out. You need to be winning these games. The Conference League is a competition where Chelsea were tattered to win it from the beginning. This was something which was supposed to be bread and butter. And Chelsea have lost at home to Legia Warsaw. Oh, we got through anyway, is basically what we're being told. That is embarrassing. The quality of football is embarrassing. This is such a small-time mentality. What is going on?
But the good thing is, again, we have six Premier League games that they are very important for us.
Very important. They're cup finals to get Champions League football, Enzo. You can't beat Ipswich or Brentford, but you're expecting to beat United, Liverpool, Newcastle, Forest, Everton and Fulham. Very important. Just underplaying something which is so pivotal to Chelsea season. Continue.
Fortunately, we rotate player.
Played your strongest players in a game where you couldn't beat a team that isn't even the best in Poland. Wouldn't call that rotation.
And this is, for us in this moment, very important.
Just important. It's important. Yeah. And bit of impetus, Enzo. Let's have a little bit of character. That'd be nice. Why is it important? You want us to get behind you, don't you?
How important is it, and how worried are you that the strikers aren't scoring enough goals? Cole, it's the same for Nico. It's the same for Christopher and Kunku as well.
Yeah, no, especially the you know, the ones that we are missing. Unfortunately, they are very easy goal, because again, I think tonight the first 5 minutes we had two chances, and. But can happen. Hopefully, very soon, Nico and Cole, they can start to score goals, because they are very important for us. In this moment, the one that is scoring more goals for us is Kuku, and that means a good thing, because he's not the one that he has to score goals.
Let's address this quickly. In the pre-match press conference, you said you do not have a plan B. You openly admitted that. Yet, the players are not scoring goals, and the ones that are important and need to score the goals are not scoring the goals. You've then proceeded to say the left back scoring goals, and that's not great because, you know, they need to be scoring goals. It's because it's not working. How can we all see this and he can't? I don't get it.
The Legia manager just now said he felt it wasn't a noisy or intimidating stadium, and that helped his players. What have you got to do in this run-in now to get this Stamford Bridge crowd behind you?
No, I think tonight, for me tonight, the environment was good. I didn't see any bad moment from the fans.
Do you know what this is? This is Chelsea's PR team clearly turned around to go and said, yeah, don't go for the fans again. Don't do that. Because he clearly wasn't listening, because, yeah, everyone was booing the team at the final whistle. You heard that at the voice note review right at the beginning of the episode. People were not happy with that game. That it just says so much about him. The man doesn't have any idea, does he? He's either completely clueless, or he realises he's got his tail between his legs because he knows he can't go for the fans again because it is not working. What is going on with this guy?
And so congratulations. The deeper you get into this competition, what are you and the players learning?
It's a learning process, especially because the amount of a game that we had all season. So even for me personally, it's a learning process, because you have to play every 3 days. You have to decide when you rotate player, the reason why you rotate player. So overall, it's great experience also for me.
Could have fooled me. You're doing the same thing over and over and over. If it's experience, you'd be learning from it. You're not learning from any of these experiences, evidently.
As you said, we are in the last part. Now we have six Premier League games plus the semi-finals. So at the moment we have 8 games to go, and they are all, for different reasons, all finals for us.
Good. Credit where it's due. I'm glad he said that after what I was saying earlier. They are all finals. So prove it and let's start playing like that. Let's see what else he's got to say.
And hopefully we can, you know, winning, for instance, Sunday, give us a good boost for the final part.
And just like that, it all comes crashing down. Now, I might be being slightly over-emotive because I'm really pissed off about yesterday still. And I'm really pissed off about how everything's going currently. But hopefully we win and it'll give us a bit of a boost. After saying it's a cup final, they're important, they're big games. They go, hopefully we can get the job done. No. You go into it and you say, we need to get the job done. Chelsea need to get the job done to get Champions League football. This isn't a, oh, fingers crossed, lads, let's hope we can do it. No, be a leader, take ownership and go, we've got to get the job done. Come on, boys, let's get going. Give something for people to cling on to. Chelsea fans haven't ever done well with a manager who is so robotic and boring. There is no engagement. There's nothing here for people to really get behind. It's horrible. He's just said one great thing and then completely dismantled it by saying what he has. It makes no sense. Come on, Enzo!
Enzo, Reece James just said he feels that the players may be disrespecting the competition tonight. Are you worried about their mindset at all?
And probably not the competition, but probably the other team tonight. You know, because I think we respect the competition all season. Probably tonight, as I said, because of the first result, 0-3, so you can, you know, manage in the wrong way the result. So for sure, Rhys is right, but more than the competition, probably the opposite.
For those who didn't hear what Rhys James said, he said on TNT Sports that the team didn't prepare right. Who's in charge of the preparation? This guy! And Chelsea have failed to prepare for a big game on a European night where they are expected to win the trophy and win comfortably. We've managed the game wrong. Is what it is, you know. Oh my God, my head is going to explode. Yeah, Reece is right. Reece is right. Yeah, Reece is right. So sort your shit out, mate. Come on.
Is that, are you concerned at all in terms of going through to the semi-final with that approach to games like this?
No.
Ow, that's my head on the table.
Because first of all, the semi-final, we have to play both games. So, and the reason why they are there is because they are doing well. So you cannot underestimate any team. Something that we didn't do since we start with, you know, all the teams that we face.
Enzo Maresca lost to Servette and to Legia Warsaw. Just putting that out there. I wasn't a fan of Sarri, and the football's very similar, right? But at least Sarri went through the entire Europa League campaign unbeaten because Chelsea were considered the force. Chelsea were considered as Chelsea Football Club. It was an expectation. There is no expectation here. It just sounds so robotic and PR. Yeah, teams are good because they get hit. Yeah, they're good because they get here, but we need to go get the job done. That is the information that should be being said. That is what should be being put out there by Enzo Maresca. That's what every great Chelsea manager has done. They've set expectations. There doesn't sound like there's any hard expectation from the coach. You are the leader. Behave like one.
Hey, Enzo. Yesterday, you obviously asked for the fans to sort of trust you and so on. Do you feel like tonight's a bit of a setback in terms of you wanting them to do that?
Oh, this is what I've been waiting for. Let's hear what we've got to say about this.
And secondly, in terms of the teams around you in the race for the Champions League, do you feel like there's more of a sort of confidence in the other teams compared with Chelsea right now? Chelsea seems to be a bit sort of in a difficult moment, whereas Villa, Newcastle, Forest, etc., they all seem to have a bit more sort of optimism around the place.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Simon, I bloody love you. That is a cracking question. I'm really looking forward to it. I've got two things to look forward to here. Let's have a listen.
No, for sure, in terms of setback, for sure it's a setback tonight for us. No doubt. First of all, because we lost a game.
Fucking finally. Oh, that's a relief. He's actually said something that makes sense. Now let's see how he follows up with it and see if that makes sense as well.
But I said yesterday, I think...
Oh no. Please don't do it.
Probably the other club, as you said, in this moment, they can feel more confidence around them. Nottingham, Aston Villa, Newcastle, all the clubs around us. But this is football and can change very quick. So it depends a lot on us. I said Sunday for us is one of the final. And winning that game can give us a final boost to reach our target. So in this moment, is you win games, you see yourself, and you are very happy. If you don't win, no one is thinking that you can finish in the right way. But it's just, for me, it's just how we manage the emotion.
Okay. That's actually not a terrible answer. he's basically just trying to manage himself and manage the emotions. But the problem is the expectations now are quite high after being second at Christmas and now completely falling off a cliff. We're obviously going to do something similar for the Fulham pre-match press conference. I want to record something for that so we can actually maybe react like this as well. But that isn't a terrible answer. So, again, credit where it's due, despite the fact I have been putting his feet to the flames in this press conference review. I'm very much intrigued now to see how he approaches this Fulham game. Christ, he's really not helped himself, though, this whole way through. Last night was an absolutely heinous result. Absolutely shocking. And I do think, listening back to that presser, there are real opportunities to try and get people behind the team. And I'm very surprised that he didn't seize that opportunity. The We Are The Shed boys, by the way, yesterday, great work in the shed against the Legia Warsaw fans, by the way, who were also spectacular. They let off a load of pyros, and I thought that was pretty cool. But there was a real opportunity there to try and unify people. And Enzo Maresca just doesn't seem to have it in his locker. We can talk about tactical nous, right? But football isn't a difficult game. There are right backs that go at right back. There are strikers that go at striker. There are wingers that go at winger. You have your best players with the ball at their feet. And you go and try and win the game. Chelsea looked terrified to actually try and get the ball up the pitch. There was no forward impetus. No one was trying to break the lines against Legia Warsaw. And it wasn't a weak team that started. He talks about rotation, but all of these players have played in the Premier League. All of them. And they struggled against a side which isn't even the best in Poland. If people think that we're going to beat Fulham, we're going to beat Everton, we're going to beat the teams that we're facing in our last four games, it's just not something that is going to happen. And Chelsea have slipped further and further down the table. I don't know. Let's see what he says in this pre-match press, because of course it's a switchover. It was embargoed yesterday. So it'll be available for me to look at now. So we'll have a listen to that together as well. But that has been your voice note review / a press conference review, which I actually quite enjoyed doing. So if you have enjoyed it, please do let us know on the Chelsea Echo, of course. And if you did enjoy it, make sure you share it. It really does help us. And me and Dana have got a lot of ideas to take this forward over the next 12 months. It's been a great season for me and him to start working together again. And, you know, I've really enjoyed it. And I know he has as well. So make sure you stick around, because there's going to be plenty more to come. Obviously I've been Louis. If you've enjoyed it, please make sure you give us a 5-star review. It really helps the pod. Make sure you give me a follow, make sure you give Dan a follow, make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a follow, and we'll see you for the Fulham preview. I say we, it's me. Dan's dying in bed. Hope you enjoy your Lemsip. Bye bye.